You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey folks, it's the Sisters with the Confessions of a Reluctant Caregiver show on UK Health Radio. This episode is part of our special series, Heroes Caring for Heroes. Today, we're featuring organizations who offer services and support to our hero caregivers. Now, let's listen in as we learn more about these amazing organizations. Hey guys, welcome to Confessions of a Reluctant Caregiver. This is your host, Natalie Handy. And today we have a special series, Caregiving Youth, Hidden in Plain Sight. And even more interesting is I have a guest co-host. JJ gets a break. I think it's like Todd, she's on vacation. So Todd says, Nat, I'm coming in to play. So Todd Keats is my co-host today. Todd.
Hi, Nat. Good to see you. Sorry, good to JJ, see you. Sister JJ is in here. But you know, it seems like that's becoming a pattern. So
I know, right? I feel like it's like we were meant to be. Don't tell JJ though.
I won't. But I'm thrilled to be here with you as always, Nat. You know, represent my care friends and
absolutely
collaborating with you and JJ and Katie, who's not here as well.
We do love Katie. We love Katie, guys. Katie's great. We do.
And we're thrilled to have with us some special guests today.
Oh, yes, we do. This is our special educational episode, and we have Olivia Compton and Patty Lafleur. I love that. I love your last name, Patty. That way I can just be like, it's like Target, but you make Target better. Target. Les Fleurs. So I am very excited to have you ladies with us. And Todd, I want to tell a little bit about our folks. Our educational episode is focused on Lorenzo's House. And so I'm going to let our guests talk more about Lorenzo's House, but I want to tell our listeners a little bit about Olivia and a little bit about Patty. Okay. So I'm going to read a little bit here. So Lord help me, I don't have my glasses on. Olivia is 15 years old and in the ninth grade. Her father developed Lewy body dementia 6 years ago and was looking for a community who understood. Olivia is a member of the Teen Light Club and was a youth lead at the 2023 and 2024 Youth Summit, which is amazing. Youth lead. That's pretty awesome. She uses her beautiful voice to lead mindfulness breathing techniques, shares her story openly, and welcomes others to our Lorenzo's House family through play dates. Olivia is quite talented. She plays the piano, the cello, and sings in the choir. In her free time, she loves to play video games, read books, do crafts, watch anime. She also likes to do, I'm exhausted, Olivia. Like, I don't even know how you have time for all of this, to do tennis, running, learn Chinese, do creative writing, and sometimes do math, but only if there's no test, Todd. I want to also then, Olivia likes being a Lorenzo's House youth lead because she wants to help other kids who are experiencing the same hardships as she is and making the best of it. She wants to make sure that other youth have methods and strategies for things they can do to help themselves and their parents. Olivia, we love you. You are so impressive. I'm going to tell you right now, that is pretty awesome. And then we have Patty LaFleur. And Patty is, I've met Patty and she is also a powerhouse. She is a former care partner to her mom, Linda, who had younger onset dementia, and a former elementary educator for over 10 years. So Patty works for Lorenzo's House. She designs and leads youth programming with intentionality, which I love, knowledge, and love. Her capacity to connect with family members through lived experience and profound generosity of spirit sets the tone for how Lorenzo's House shows up for families. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to stop talking and let these ladies talk. Todd, let's get started.
Let's go. Let's go. So let's start with Patty. So Patty, tell us a bit about Lorenzo's House and the mission of the organization.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. Thank you, Natalie. So Lorenzo's House empowers youth and families walking with younger onset dementia through an array of holistic support, shifting the narrative from isolation to connection, stigma to strength, and darkness to light. We are a virtual organization and we offer free programming to youth and their families across the country and worldwide. We host an in-person and virtual music class in Chicago, but the majority of our programs are virtual. We have three pillar programs, which are our Match, Clubs, and Summit. And we really strive to cure isolation, build an alliance, and drive dementia justice.
Wow. I mean, I love the fact that you're using technology to reach the masses. I mean, honestly, and not only just within the United States, you're a worldwide organization. Youth can get connected to this amazing resource anywhere. And so that is pretty amazing. Olivia, I was wondering, how did you get connected to Lorenzo's House?
So my daddy's doctor at, I think it was UCLA, told my mom about the Light Club. And so she signed me up for that, and I joined the children's group. And then after a while of being a part of the Light Club, I decided to be a part of the Youth Summit and be a youth lead.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome. So let me have a quick follow-up. How long have you been connected to Lorenzo's House?
I think it's been like 2 years or so, right? I did the Youth Summit this year. And last year. So yeah, I think it was 2 years.
Wow, she jumped right in, Todd. You talk about a present future leader.
Incredible. No doubt. No doubt.
I think Olivia has been connected with Lorenzo's House even longer than me. Like, she was someone that taught me about the Youth Summit and taught me about the Children and Teen Light Club.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Well, so she's a pro. She's like a almost definitely like she might as well just work there. She's got some experience.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it for sure. So Patty, tell us a little bit more about Lorenzo's House, the three pillar programs.
Yeah. So as I said, we have three pillar programs, which is our Match, our Clubs, and our Summit. Our Match is our proven carer to carer model that connects care partners to other care partners walking similar journey. We designed this in partnership with the team at Immerman Angels as a proven model. And this personalized match offers this one-on-one connection with someone who understands. So we connect care partner to care partner. We connect young adult daughters and sons to young adult daughters and sons. We will connect, you know, a care partner mom with another care partner mom to get the kids connected. It's really this one-on-one connection with someone who understands. It can be a single conversation. Sometimes you're just looking for a phone call, someone who gets you. It can be a series of text exchanges, or sometimes it's this longer relationship. And the match has really become this invisible string that ties all of our programs together, connecting families. Then we have our clubs, which are our virtual spaces that Olivia mentioned that she's a part of. We have our Light Club and our Shine On for our young people, ages 4 to 35+. And then we have our Light Lounge, which is for our male care partners, and our Bright Brunch for our female care partners. But our Light Clubs are really bringing together these youth from across the globe who have a parent walking with younger onset dementia, whereas our Shine On is for those whose person has passed. And then our third pillar program is our Youth Summit, which Olivia was a youth lead at for the last 2 years. And it's our worldwide virtual youth event that is designed by and for young people. So it's really this opportunity to come together as a global community and build that growing youth alliance. And, you know, there's these pieces around care and connection, but there's also this opportunity to advocate and raise their voices. So those are our three main programs here at Lorenzo's House.
Fabulous.
Wow. And you serve as young as four.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean that, you know, it, and a lot of people would be, you know, you think about children and you, and a lot of people be like, oh, that seems so young. And I think, you know, what we know about the brain now, children are so much more, understand so much more. And the more we share that information, the better. And so,
definitely.
And the earlier, because then it reduces that stress and anxiety because you have better understanding. We're talking about it. Oh,
definitely. And we really intentionally design those spaces, right? So our 4 to 7 year olds is a group, and we use picture books and storytelling and art. We have our children's group is 8 to 12, and we're still really incorporating play across that group, this ability to connect and play and be kids, but name that we all have a parent with brain change. And so that's why we're here together, but we also can be here for ourselves. And then with our teens, it's, you know, our 13 to 17 year olds who are really trying to explore. And Olivia, I'm sure, could talk about this too. They're trying to explore, what does it mean to tell your friends about your parents' brain condition? What does it mean to be walking this journey? And then, you know, you're at her, she's at a track meet and her dad's there. And like, how does she navigate the stigma? And how do we empower ourselves in those places? And then, you know, for our young adults, 18 to 35, they're leading it, right? They are building mindfulness strategies and they are sharing tips and resources. That's really, each space is so intentional and different.
Mm. Yeah. It lets you move up with normal development. I love that.
Yeah.
So Olivia, because I definitely want to hear from you, girl. How has Lorenzo's House supported you on this journey as, you know, a daughter of someone living with younger onset dementia?
My Lorenzo's House family, the members of the Light Club groups and the Youth Summit, we all come together in like a respectful and comfortable environment. So it's just a really safe place for sharing what we are feeling and the things we can't really talk to our friends about, because they wouldn't really understand if they haven't experienced the problem firsthand. Because it's just something that's hard to grasp the extent of the situation unless you're really there. So being a part of the Lorenzo's House group gives me a place where I can share with others, but also learn from them, from their experiences, and so that they can learn from mine. So it's just a really nice place to come together and have fun while we're learning and talking.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow. It's incredible. And Patty, what more can you share about the youth programs and initiatives that Lorenzo House offers?
Yeah. So as I said, you know, we're really intentional about the way that we design our programs. So, and as Olivia said too, these are our safe spaces to come together and to connect with others who understand, share our common stories, build a growing youth alliance. And so our light clubs are those spaces for those whose parent is still walking with the condition. And so that's their opportunity to come together and think about how can we still connect with our person? How can we still have these beautiful relationship with our person diagnosed, even though that their brain is changing? Mm. And then our Shine On is our newest initiative that we had launched this year, which is that space for those whose parent has passed. And we offer that for 8 to 12 year olds, which really incorporates picture books and play and storytelling. And then we offer it for our 13 to 17 year olds. And we're really thinking about, I mean, that friendship piece, like how do we want our friends to show up for us? How do we start to have that conversation with our friends about our journey and our journey with our parent and our grief? And then how do we want them to show up for us? And how can we tell them that that's how we want them to show up? Mm-hmm. And then with our young adults, we really think about, you know, it can be so isolating. So many pieces of this journey can be so isolating. So it's that space where everyone in the room, gets it. They may not have walked your specific journey, but they really have an understanding of pieces of your story. And so you're no longer feeling isolated. And then as Olivia said, you know, we have this summit and it truly is a multidisciplinary event. And we bring in neurologists and speech language pathologists and occupational therapists, but we position them alongside Olivia, alongside youth leads. We had 30 youth leads at our youth summit this in 2024. We had 9-year-olds that were leading sessions alongside what we have coined as dementia caters to really build sessions that are based on what our young people want and are looking for. We had tips. We had healthy expressions of grief and loss. We had a play date for our children. We had positive vibes with art and movement, which Olivia helped us to build. I mean, they're truly built, led, and facilitated by the young people who are walking this experience. It's, I mean, Olivia is such a leader in this space, and there were 30 other people like Olivia that were helping to create spaces so that our young people felt seen. I walked this journey as a young adult. I didn't walk this journey as a teen. So we need to really lean in to the people who have this lived experience. We truly say the youth are our compass at Lorenzo's House, and they are. Olivia and all of the incredible young people that we get to walk alongside are leading the way.
I love that. I just love the representation, because our ability to relate is how we learn and how we and regulate. And it's all about relationship. We're meant to be in relationship. And I love that you're fighting isolation, because it would be very easy to want to just kind of draw in Olivia. I would think that it would be kind of like hard to talk to your friends who don't have that experience. But, you know, the Light Club, Olivia, at Lorenzo's House sounds like a really special place. So tell us why you attend and kind of what's it all about. How does it bring light to you and your peers?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I attend so that I can feel that connection with the other members of the group, and then also, to like share and help them learn more about how they can handle it, how they can learn from their experiences, and just help them learn from mine. And at Light Club, we start out with mindfulness. We do some meditation, and just to calm our brain and relax and just relieve the stress that we're feeling from the day. And then we do introductions and community agreements, where we talk about like how the space is ours to share and how it's important to respect each other while we're there. And then we do an icebreaker question where we just talk about like something particular in our experience and just learn from each other's journaling and sharing. And then maybe we play a game or we talk some more and share what's on our heart and what's good and bad in our lives at the current moment and what we're feeling. And then we just wrap up with some journaling. And it's just a really nice space to come together and feel like a community because we are all friends there. It's just a nice little family like of similar situations and experiences where we learn from each other and just feel connected.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I am wowed, Todd. I'm like, wow, this child has so much insight.
Yes, that's beautiful. And it actually leads perfectly into my question, which is, so what message would you want to share with another young person who has a parent walking with young onset dementia?
I would share that it's okay, whatever you're feeling. You can be sad because of the situation or because maybe you can't go on vacations or you can't go out as much or do as many things. But it's also okay to feel happy, even though your parent is experiencing something really hard and just very taxing to everyone involved. It's still okay to enjoy the experiences that you have with them and just make those memories that you can rely on, and that's what you remember from them. That you don't want to remember what's bad. You just want to make some memories with them and just make the most of the situation because you're losing time just being sad about it. So it's important to feel whatever it is that you do feel and not try to restrict that.
Beautiful.
That is, man, Patty, I'm telling you, I think, you know, the work that you guys are doing and teaching children, I mean, the things that you're learning, Olivia, are things that every child, that mindfulness and strategies and journaling, these are all things that help, that make us get centered. And clearly it's working because you've taken those strategies is what I hear you saying and applied those to your life. You know, Patty, go ahead, Todd.
I was going to say, Olivia, you could teach many adults.
Yes.
Yes. 100%. I mean, it's what is so powerful is to really think about your experience too, Olivia, right? Like you came into Lorenzo's house and you were looking for support for yourself. And now you've really become a beacon of light and hope for others that are walking this journey. I mean, just sharing your experience here, but really the way that you share within Light Club really allows other people to feel seen. And that is so powerful. It's this idea, like I said, you know, of this care and community, but also this advocacy and action. And what that can look like is sharing your story, which then empowers someone else to share theirs. Oh,
so
Olivia,
true,
you are blowing me away, and I get to spend a lot of time with you outside of this. I'm over here crying.
I know. Well, you know, and Olivia, so I'm a social worker by trade, and I've heard of mindfulness, and I've worked with youth on using those same skills when they're feeling with children who have different diagnosis, like mental health related diagnosis, lots of different ways to use those skills across your lives. And so, Patty, why don't you tell us a little bit more about how mindfulness is really, it sounds definitely built into the DNA of Lorenzo's house.
Definitely. I mean, I think Olivia did such a beautiful job of naming how it feels in the moment, right? Like it allows you to feel calm and centered and able to really show up in the space. We get such a limited time together in our Light Club, right? We have it. It is, we offer it 3 times a month, but that's only an hour each time. And so we really want that space to be safe and a space also where people feel prepared to show up in that moment. And so we incorporate mindfulness in everything. It is in every Light Club, our children, teens, our young adults. It's also with our care partners. It was all throughout Summit, we had mindfulness in our breaks, in our sessions. It's something that even as a team, we really lean into. When we have meetings, team meetings, we build mindfulness and just when you start to normalize the use of mindfulness and you start to understand that mindfulness can look different, it can be mindful eating, it can be mindful breathing techniques, and then really leaning into our young people, like they lead those mindfulness. Olivia has done at Youth Summit, she played her cello for one of our mindful breaks, and knowing that music is a form of mindfulness. Olivia's Absolutely. Led us in breathing techniques, right? Really recognizing the very different ways we can be mindful and the importance of that. And so much of your life, there's so many things being done to you when you're walking this journey with a parent with brain change, or you're walking this journey as a spouse of someone with brain change. But this space is their space. And so let's just all take that moment to breathe. So often our young adults will be like, I don't know if I've unclenched my jaw all day, right? Like I've been like all day. So then you just lower your shoulders, right? Like gives you that moment, that reminder, even if it's once a month, you know, you breathe once that month. So we really believe that that is how we are able to show up for ourselves and then show up for others.
Mm. Yeah. Absolutely. So Olivia, so I mean, I've been somebody who's been practicing mindfulness for decades and decades, but it's certainly different in your situation. So can you share with everybody some of your favorite mindfulness tips for others who are walking through the journey with a parent that has brain changes?
I think it's just really helpful to take advantage of like some time where you can just breathe in. I like to breathe in like for 4 seconds and then just breathe out for 4 seconds when I'm feeling like upset, or maybe in the middle of a test when I'm kind of confused, or just when I'm in the middle of a situation where it's getting a little hard. And then afterwards, I just like to think about my situation and just like relaxedly breathe through anything and then just journal about it. Just some things like that. And then also to play like music that you like, or just draw something or do something that's relaxing to you, whatever it is, like read a book or anything, just whatever feels most relaxing to you is the best to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, it, again, you could teach adults.
I'm thinking Olivia needs to come and co-present with me at some of my conferences, because I'm going to tell you, you are pretty amazing. And the way that you describe it, the words is where everybody can understand. And it's very practical. It's easy things, because mindfulness, you can do, we can do it right here. I mean, even when Patty said, lower your shoulders, you don't even realize it. Take some breaths. It feels so good. So Olivia, I think, you know, it sounds like you're just full of wisdom, without question. But do you have a role model or someone who inspires you in your caregiving journey? And who is it and why? What inspires you?
I think that would be my mom, because she works so hard all the time for us. She worked when she was taking care of Daddy, on like making sure that he was well fed and clean and that he was just living the best life he could. She went out of her way to take us to Disneyland or to places like that, even though it was really, really hard, and just made that effort to keep things normal for our family so that we could, you know, stay in our house and enjoy life, even though things are really difficult. And she still works really hard today to just make sure that the house is taken care of and that everything is going smoothly. And it's just really kind that she does all this stuff, because, you know, she doesn't have to do everything, but she just does as much as she can. And then also my brothers are always there. They work hard for their own families since they're a bit older, and they just work so hard, and they're very nice to hang out with when they come over, and just all of them are just very kind and helpful.
Yeah. Yes, big time, for sure. So, Olivia, I'm going to ask you one more question before we go back over to Patty. What's one thing you wish people would ask you about your experience as a caregiver?
Well, before they even ask about my experience, I'd like them to ask, like, what is dementia? Like, try to figure it out so that they can really grasp it. Because without the knowledge of, like, dementia is all of these things that happen in the disease, they just come in with the idea that it's like some brain changes, like they forget some things and they can't really talk to you, but they don't realize like sometimes they can't like figure out how to move or eat or drink or do all these things. They can't figure out how to get up or sit down or know where to go. And it's like they need to know those things before I can tell them about my experience. But then when they do figure it out, when they do realize what dementia is, I like them to ask, like, what are the hardest moments and what are, like, the most fun moments? Like, where did you find joy and where was it really hard? And then I could tell them about a time when I tried to take care of Daddy and it was really hard. Or I can tell them about a time when we were able to laugh together, which was really meaningful and important. So just to share those kinds of experiences so that they know more and that I can just get that out there and make them learn something from it.
Mm. Olivia's nailing it, Todd.
Incredible.
I'm just sitting here in awe personally. I am the same way. I'm like, wow, Patty, you get to work with Olivia a lot. You're lucky. What a privilege. I just.
Yeah, she's a gift to our community and for those that come behind her. Mm. I mean, she's helping us to really build intentional programs that allow for young people to feel seen and understood and embraced. I mean, there's just no words for Olivia.
Yeah. She's just sitting here. If you're listening, she's just sitting here with this little smile because she's so sweet. You have to go to YouTube and watch this episode because she's just a beautiful child. So young adult, excuse me. So Patty, you know, beyond the programming, because, you know, my life lives a little bit more as what we would say in the social work side on the macro side. There's mm-hmm. the direct practice where you get to work with the youth, but then there's the advocacy side. And that's where I'd like to live is the macro side. How does Lorenzo's House, you know, what are some of the advocacy initiatives that you guys have going on to support these youth?
Yeah, I think that one thing to say, even before I kind of dive into the advocacy initiatives, is that we really position ourselves here at Lorenzo's House as listeners. Mm. So our culture is really one of continually positioning ourselves as learners. Mm. And we've really learned that the young people especially have this passion for justice and advocacy. Mm. And at Youth Summit this year, we actually hosted the first ever Youth for Dementia Justice panel. So we brought together 5 youth from across the globe. We had someone from the UK and from Canada and from El Salvador and 2 from the United States. And they really helped us to think through what does dementia justice mean to them? And what does it look like to be a young person walking this journey with a parent with brain change, which has really spurred us to build this growing Global Youth Alliance for Dementia Justice, and really this idea of having delegates who represent different parts of the world and then coming together with this shared vision to really help people to feel seen and understood. And so this is kind of one of our big moving forward initiatives to really think about how we are positioning the young people to really take action and to have a voice. And, you know, it could look like making sure that dementia is on the country's global plan, or making sure that there are these advocacy initiatives that are raised within their country. And it could look like a bunch of different things, but we're really allowing our young leaders to help build and shape this. Mm-hmm. We also, you know, we recognize that when you are a young person walking this journey, you often experience stigma. And so we have developed with our youth this Empowerment Plus model, which really helps our young people to navigate stigma. So it's a 3-step approach that really helps us to empower ourselves when we experience stigma, but then empower others. I mean, Olivia is empowering people right now by sharing her story and by talking so bravely about the things that she's experienced. And when you have those moments of stigma, how can we empower ourselves in those moments, which then empowers others to really understand? To her point, she wants people to, before they ask about her caregiving journey, she wants them to ask, what is dementia? She wants them to have an understanding, even just a window into what she is walking every day. So it's really this idea of how do we empower our young people to feel equipped with tools and strategies in those moments, and then also to be the change makers. We want them to be they are the future politicians or policymakers or neurologists or doctors. So providing that space to really grapple with some of these big ideas.
Wow. So before I go on, I just have to say, Nat, that dog is so darn cute behind you. I can't get over it.
So cute. I know. I'm like, and so quiet.
Well, yeah. she's actually typically, I'm going to tell you this. She normally sleeps through all of my meetings. And the fact that she is turned around and facing Olivia clearly shows this beagle is very interested in what is being said. So I will tell you, the beagle is, for those of you who know, you'll see it. The beagle is very interested. So
we're going to call it the beagle barometer.
That's a good way. I love that, Tom. It's through the Richter scale, I'm going to tell you right now.
That's so funny. Yeah. So Patty, you brought up a term that is new to me, and I'm quite mm-hmm. sure it's going to be new to many people here. And I want to ask Olivia about this. It's the term of dementia justice. So yeah. Olivia, what is your definition of dementia justice?
Before I talk about dementia justice, I would talk about dementia injustice, which is like the idea that to me, it's like when you go out to like the grocery store or to a movie or to Disneyland, and you're just getting in the car and trying to help your parent into the car and then getting out the wheelchair and walking in. And while you're doing all that, the people like on the street or in the theater or in the store, they are like watching you. They're like staring at you, like they don't understand, like they're disgusted or they want to like move away. They're like confused because your parent looks sickly or different, or they move different or say things that don't make sense. And they're just not treating you with the respect that you deserve. Or you're trying to drive the wheelchair and they're walking right in front of you and they just don't notice that you're there. Or they just, when they do, they are treating you like an outcast. And that to me is dementia injustice, because they're treating you like you're some different thing that doesn't deserve to be out in public, to be doing what you want to do because of your situation. So I feel like dementia justice is when someone is educated and when they know what they're looking at, when they know that this is dementia, this is why my parent is acting like this. And it's not like they're doing something wrong or they're doing something bad that's making them sick or different. It's just a situation that we didn't ask for and that we don't want this situation, but it's here and we're going to make the most of it and go out and do things. And just to have them be educated and treat others with respect as you would expect from anyone. So it's just making the situation better for whoever is having dementia and whoever's taking care of them.
Beautiful.
Talk about
answer.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom. You know, Olivia, the hardest thing for any human, doesn't matter how old they are, is differences. And I think the more that we learn to embrace differences, and I think a lot of the adults can really learn from that. The more that, and seek to understand, which I hear this is the theme of Lorenza's house. And what you're saying is, please seek to understand. I invite you to understand. I want you desperately to understand, is the more that we really learn and we connect. And I think it just makes a kinder world. And I think you're doing an amazing job with your advocacy. You know, Patty, I know that we had talked a little bit, you mentioned Empowerment Plus model and how it helps to dismantle stigma. Can you go a little bit more into that though, a little bit deeper into that?
Yeah. So our Empowerment Plus model is this three-step approach, and it invites the person who is experienced stigma to really think through how they're going to respond. So you start by recognizing, recognize that you're even experienced stigma. You notice how it made you feel. You know, Olivia talks about those looks, like it makes you feel uncomfortable. It can feel unfair. Then you define, is it stigma or is it not stigma? And once you've decided and defined the situation, then you move on to the next step, which is really accessing your personal and community built toolkit. So what are those tools that I have now that I know that I've experienced this situation? What tools do I have to respond to it? So I identify a technique. So it could be a communication strategy. It could be a preventative tool. I determine how to respond. Am I going to respond right now? Sometimes it's not the right time to respond. I'm mad. It was an unfair situation and I'm not going to be my best self. Or do I respond with something that's more of an action? We have this beautiful girl who tells of a situation she had, and her action was actually to just step in front of her person with brain change so people couldn't see what he was doing, right? Mm. So it could be an action response. It doesn't always have to be a communication. And then that last step is really the empowerment piece. We empower ourselves and others by educating and dismantling. So we decide how we're going to respond. And even if I'm not responding with my words, I can empower others by standing in front of my person with brain change, because I'm telling them, I don't care what your look is that you're giving my person. I am here to support and love and protect. And then when the situation is over, we reflect. So something that we do within our light clubs is called head, heart, and feet. Mm-hmm. And so head is one thing we learned. Heart is one word for how we feel. And feet is one thing that we're going to do before the next light club. So in this situation, we would be like, okay, our head would be, what is one thing that I learned from how I responded, from how this situation went down? Heart, it's important to manage your feelings, right? Like that could, if it's an unfair situation, there can be some pretty heavy feelings. And so how am I going to navigate those feelings? And then my feet is like, what am I going to do next time? Did I like how I responded? Did that response feel good? Or would I want to try something differently? And really giving yourself grace and understanding and patience across this journey and across using the Empowerment Plus model, right? It's not going to be perfect, but it is a tool to really help when you have those moments, because I'm sure Olivia's had them. I know I had them walking with my mom, and it is just feeling like you have something that you can do in those moments can help you to start to feel more empowered in your response.
Yeah, this is such an important topic, and actually I'm gonna dovetail on that and go back to Olivia. And Olivia, you've already provided insight to the dementia injustice question that I asked, and then Patty followed up incredibly. So you have experienced stigma. I was gonna say, have you ever experienced stigma? But certainly it's obvious that you have. And so can you share with the folks who are listening, how did you navigate that?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, like, when I am out or, like, at the store or doing something and someone is walking in front of the wheelchair or something like that, I just try to stop and just wait for them to pass. And I'm kind of angry during that time, but I just let them move by and just accept it. And then I keep going. And, I mean, it happens more than once. And it's just annoying, but I just let them go by. Just things like that. Like, I walk past the people who are staring and just let them stare, because it's just a situation and they have to see that it's something real. It's just there. It's a disease. You can't make it go away unless you find some cure, but there's not one yet. So just have to let them do it, or just try to prevent them from seeing, like someone else described at Youth Summit, and just do the best that you can in the moment to just realize that maybe you won't see these people again, and you can just keep going and do what you're trying to do while you're out, and just keep going, because you have a right to be, you know, out and doing what you want. So it doesn't matter if they're staring at you or they're in your way. Just keep doing what you want, because that's the only way that you don't let the dementia beat you.
So true. You're exactly right. That is the way that you don't. You don't let it control your life, and you don't let it others impact how your choices are in that sense. When they don't understand, doesn't mean that you stop living. And that's what I hear you saying over and over again, Olivia. You know, let me ask you this, though, because I'm thinking about all these people, because we've talked about the people that it feels very insensitive. And I think they would say, well, I was looking. It's almost like it feels, and I hate to say this, like when people are driving, there's a car accident, and then the other people on the other side of the road slow down to look. And so if people are slowing down to look, what would you want, or what would you want to say to them in the sense of, you know, what's the biggest misconception that you think is out there about younger onset dementia and being a caregiver? What's that misconception about you? Because they're going to look at you and be like, that's a little kid over there next to that big adult. What do you think is the biggest misconception?
I feel like if I had like the chance to talk to them, or like felt that it was something that I should do, I would just tell them that, like, you know, this is a disease. Maybe you're looking and you think it's something else, like he's just strange or different or something bad is going on or something like that, but it's not. It's just a disease. It's something that naturally occurred. He didn't want it to happen, and we just have to accept it and move on. And it's like not nice to stare, something like that.
Yeah. That sounds very appropriate. Like, stop staring. That's not nice.
So true.
So just making them like accept that it's a disease, just like not that it's something wrong, like something that we caused or that we want to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Olivia, I'm going to stay with you for this question.
Yeah.
So if you could give advice to someone who is at the start of this journey, what would that be?
I would tell them to cherish the moments at the beginning, because those are the moments where your parent is still almost normal, like they're starting to not understand and starting to lose some of their memories and things, but it gets more like they don't understand you. They can't like grasp who you even are or things like that. So you want to just make sure you make those memories while you have that time. Because when I was at the beginning, it was when I was 8, so I didn't really understand. I just thought that, like, Daddy is at home now. I get to hang out with him. And I didn't really realize, you know, like, this is dementia. It's something that's going to get worse. So just accepting, like, yeah, there are going to be hardships along the way, and we just need to accept that and make some memories now. And then just not let anybody affect you. Just keep leaning on your family and your friends and like come to Lorenzo's house and become a part of our family. And it's just make sure you enjoy that beginning time and make those memories and laugh with your family.
Mm. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I know we're at the end of our time, Todd. And yes, the beagle jumped off and she is actually playing right beside me because she's so happy. Like she is like, this Olivia is insightful, mama. And so I will tell you, she is upside down smiling at me. And so that's how much she thinks of you, Olivia. So
she
I will
had
tell
to
you.
Get closer.
It's pretty cute. But what I am going to say this, I've got a last question. I've got two questions. So Todd, why don't you take that last question? And let me ask this one real quick. Patty, what is there a cost to access Lorenzo's house?
All of our programs are free. So yeah. All of our it is free and virtual. As I said, we only have one in-person. Well, we have two in-person music classes on the south side and north side of Chicago, which are also free. But our summit, our clubs, our match, all of it is free.
And so I remind our listeners that it is free to those who are using it, but it is not free to administer. It costs money for staff. And so this is an amazing nonprofit. And I would encourage you to, you know, use your resources. You're thinking about where you want to donate and how you want to help serve others. This is a fantastic way to use your dollars to help other young people and families. And by supporting individuals like Patty, and it allows for Olivia to participate, I would encourage you to absolutely do it. So I wanted to get that one question in because I didn't see it. And Todd, I always want to make sure that's in. Why don't you close us out with the last one?
I will. And this question is actually for both of you.
Yeah.
So let's start with Olivia. And then Olivia, when you're done, Patty, you can just dovetail on that.
Yeah.
We all love dreams. We all love to dream. And that's how we do exceptional things in life. You have to dream big and try and make them happen. Sometimes we fall short. Sometimes we don't, but at least if we're getting along the way. So Olivia, what are your dreams for Lorenzo's house?
My dreams are that we can spread to more countries. We already have spread to a lot of countries, but that we can spread to different languages and groups that don't like have access currently because maybe they can't speak English. Or they just don't know because it's not advertised to them or things like that. And just to make sure that they're included too and to expand Lorenzo's house to accept them, to like make sure that even though they can't speak English, that we're still all coming together and all making a space for each other and learning from each other so that everybody can feel connected and happy. And just that it gets a lot bigger over time.
Beautiful.
And Olivia, your voice is helping to do that. Mm-hmm. By you sharing your story here and sharing your story in so many incredible ways, you are helping us to reach so many more young people by welcoming them into our family, by sharing with such insight and poise and understanding of the journey. People just by listening to this are going to feel so seen. So thank you. And my dreams are similar to Olivia. You know, we're currently in 47 states and 15 countries, and we want to reach more families. Our families are the focus of everything that we do here at Lorenzo's house. And we really believe every family matters. We have a really beautiful intake process where we are really intentional about meeting with every family. And so we just want to reach more families so that they truly feel seen, understood, and embraced. So my big dreams are just meet more Olivias and to really lean in and listen and allow spaces for friends like Olivia to feel like they have a voice and a place to share their story and a place where people, where it is her family, right, to really understand. So those are our dreams. We want to reach more families. So Natalie and Todd, thank you for letting us just give a little glimpse into Lorenzo's house, share a little bit about Olivia, and hopefully reach more families.
What a privilege, Todd, that we got to be here today.
It's incredible. This is going to stay with me for a long time. Actually, it'll stay with me forever. Thank you so much, Olivia and Patty. It's been such a joy to hear both of you. And, you know, we wish you all the best in continuing on your journey. And we're just so grateful that you've taken the time.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be seeing more of Olivia. She is an absolute advocate and she is a present future leader. I can tell you that right now. So guys, thank you so much. Please go out and we'll have all the information about Lorenzo's house. It'll be in the show notes. It's on our website, confessionsofareluctantcaregiver.com. Learn more. And this is so important. Thank you again, Olivia, Patty, and to my amazing favorite brother, Todd. Thank you for listening to Caregiving Youth Hidden in Plain Sight. Until we confess again, we will see you next time. Thank you for listening to our special series, Heroes Caring for Heroes, on UK Health Radio. Please visit our website to learn more about our featured organizations supporting our hero caregivers. But before you go, please take a moment to leave us a review and tell your friends about the Confessions podcast. Make sure you connect with us on your favorite social media site to stay up to date on all things caregiving. And of course, you'll find the video recording of our episodes on the Confessions website and our YouTube channel. We'll see you next time when we confess again.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.